This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. My name is Mikey Bones, and I'm joined by my fellow host, Cat Valor and Rob Humphrey. As always, happening, guy.
Oi.
Hey.
That's it, hey?
Yeah, hey. We're wrong with that.
All right.
Already done his attitude of gratitude thing.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we get, man.
What you want?
I don't know.
I'm not here for your amusement, Mikey.
You're here for everybody's listening's amusement, though.
No.
All right, fair. What's going on, guys? We are back. I'm very happy. Well, I'm not happy.
Are you?
No. There are layers to this episode. My enjoyment comes from that.
I don't want to hear it.
What?
You had every opportunity to not watch this movie this week. I gave you every out, and you didn't take any of them.
All right, num-nums. Yes, that is true. But first, I'm happy because the tournament's over with. We had a hell of a bunch of weeks. Last week was chaos. We had the panel. It was just nuts. And we are back to a regular episode. Unfortunately, though, it is also a Patreon pick. And I got royally ramrodded hard for this.
By yourself. I gave you no fewer than three outs the other day.
In terms of you getting fucked over, I do think the funniest option would have been the killing tree. That just...
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was phenomenal timing. I was so pleased. And then even though out of all of the movies on the list, it was the one I have the least interest in watching, I still kind of wanted it to win just because I thought it would be hilarious.
Killing Tree's not bad.
I just don't like watching Christmas movies and Easter, but again, that's what made it funny. Like,
yeah.
We'll touch on that again later, but as much as I hated it, the move, chef's kiss, Nesto. I gotta admit, like, that was, my jaw dropped when I seen that, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah, a little peek behind the scenes, though. There was a tie this time around, and we had to break the tie. I was very busy. And the discussions on how to break that, how long it's been tied, is it untied, what are we doing? And then we got to the decision where we had to break the tie, and I was busy, and...
I kept saying, somebody pick a movie.
Yeah.
I don't care what we watch, just somebody pick a movie. Thinking Mikey was going to swoop in and pick the movie, and he never did, and Kat did.
And I didn't say anything, like, the first couple times you tried it, because it's like, you know... I know which one of these I would rather watch, but I'm going to be okay either way. And Mikey, I'm sure, has a stronger opinion than I do about
it. That's the thing. I knew what movie I was going to pick, and I felt pretty strongly about which movie Kat was going to pick. And I also knew which one Mikey was going to pick. So I kept trying to give Mikey the out, and he wouldn't fucking take it. And now he's going to complain about how he got screwed.
The thing, so I almost, just like out of pity, because he wasn't taking the out, I almost took the out for him, and then you brought up the fact that you thought that the other one had been done, and I know that we kind of had that whole, like, you know, stuff before you and I were co-hosts is kind of back on the table again thing. I know that I wasn't here for it, and it was like, but if it's been on the show, I think that was enough of an inherent tiebreaker, you know?
I'm not sure that it has... Here's the thing. Well, at some point, I remember taking notes about that movie, and I have no idea why I would have taken notes about that movie unless we were doing it on this show. That's why I thought we did it, but maybe it hasn't. I don't know.
Well, I can confirm it hasn't.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
so then what the fuck was I?
In that case, you should have taken the out.
What did I do? Why was I taking notes on that stupid fucking movie?
Because that was why I finally stepped in, was because it's like, I just felt like if that was true, that was enough of a tiebreaker to go the other way. And I know that we were working on a, you know, time frame. So,
yeah. And that was, I had a similar take to that. Again, I was very busy and we all knew which side of this fucking coin everybody was on here. It is no secret. The name of the episode's Carousel. Here we are, Allie, asshole. But
in
the
month of Allie, it only makes sense that we take her pick.
Yeah.
Today's her birthday, by the way. Happy birthday,
Allie.
Oh,
happy birthday,
Allie.
It is.
Oh, goodness. This should be a national holiday.
She's old as fuck. But I knew which ones you guys wanted to do. And I was not prepared to sit and argue about it. So I figured I'd let nature take its course and see if you guys really wanted it. Because if you really wanted to do it, there was nothing I could do about it. But I got busy in the interim, and I seen Kat, the last message I seen was her saying, I'm watching Carousel. All right, well, I'm not going to try and have her watch something else now. It was over. I was like, all right, I gave in. I said, okay, whatever, that's fine.
I will say I put off answering with you in mind, but yeah.
Everyone was holding their guns is what happened.
And I did eventually shoot first.
But I would like to point out, as much as yes, that you guys did give me opportunity, you both still made the decision knowing damn well at the end of the day. So, like, I'm not entirely guilty here.
No. Although, I will say, if I had realized that it was Allie's birthday, I would have chosen Carousel a lot faster than
yeah,
I did.
I mean,
that isn't better.
It is the month of Allie, and if she had, you know, if I had known it was her birthday, certainly I would have not given you as many outs as I tried to.
About me, I'm you guys' friend, man. What the hell is that? Fuck Allie.
It's not Mikey month. It's not your birthday.
We have a bond here, the three of us.
Do we?
Also,
apparently not.
Also, this was the better option.
Shit. Let's get into the show. All right. We got drink roll call. We got a voicemail question mark.
Oh no.
I never listened to Greg's voicemail from last week. He sent it 2 weeks ago, but the recording times lapped. I didn't know if you guys would have wanted to maybe hear it. I'm sure it would be at least funny.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'm curious to hear.
Yeah, who knows what it said. If anything, for the memes anyway. We got drink roll call. We're going to get to some horror news. Then we'll get into this lovely Patreon pick. So what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking cheer wine.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to get up early tomorrow for a long day.
Oh, fair. All right. I am still Arizona hard. And I'm drinking the regular lemon flavor. No, it's lemon flavor. Yeah. Right. So two more of these and then it's done. Kat, what about you?
I'm on the last day of my medication, so I'm having Dr. Pepper. I still can't have alcohol.
And I'm telling you, I know they say don't mix alcohol and pain pills, but Dr. Rob says do mix alcohol and pain pills.
Oh, Dr. Rob for Patreon show.
Oh, no.
Oh. Could you imagine all the medical advice that our listeners would need, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could look into that.
That'd be funny.
Pretty sure we had to have a disclaimer for that one. Some sort of legal might want to.
Who's in charge of legal here?
I don't know.
Is that my job now?
It might be Kat now, yeah.
HR. Kat's I say lawyer. It's fine. Tell them whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could give legal advice, too.
The medical advice will be just things shoved up asses. The legal advice, who knows what that is, what our listeners eat that. patreon.com/radio. All right. You guys ready for, I guess this is Greg's hot take corner. Does it count?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Robert. Hi, Kat. It is I, Dr. Greger, back with another round of hot takes. This time, however, I don't have hot takes like I normally do. This time it is just relating to the first and second rounds of Murder, March, Madness, or whatever you guys call it, for the Vernal Lord Humphrey Cup.
No, it's not.
In round one, Kat only had 8 wrong. Mike and Rob, you both had 10 wrong. Those are based off the originals. However, in round one for the remakes, Rob had 7 wrong. Kat had 6 wrong. Mikey, I don't know how you did it with the remakes, but she only got 4 wrong in the first matchup. Now, in the second round of matchups, Rob, you had 9 wrong. Mike, you had 9 wrong. Kat, you only had 6 wrong. And you guys really do need someone to defend the remakes. That would be me. So please invite myself and Amber on for your roundtable discussion. And on top of that, yes, Amber and I gladly accept your open invitation, Rob, because we will decimate you. Thank you. Bye.
Holy shit, Rob.
What? I said it anytime, any place.
All right, shit. All right, I mean, Greg went over that last week, so it wasn't as chaotic as I thought it might be. You never know with Greg.
Yeah.
But I think what Greg pretty much said was I was the best.
Yeah, but that's Greg.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know if that's what he said.
That's what the numbers
It doesn't matter. It's Greg. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel like
I'm the winner because he said I was the worst at it.
I feel like that too.
And it's Greg.
Yeah. Thank you anyway, though, Greg. But you see again, Rob, he did it at the beginning again. He was nice to Kat.
I know. He always does that. I know.
All right.
Nobody knows the real Kat.
No.
I'm the nicest one. I'm the nicest host.
Mm. Yeah, well, that was the first time I listened to the voicemail, so you came on. You and Amber were on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were on. I wish y'all your hopes and dreams came true, Greg.
Oh, shit. That's funny as hell. All right. Let's get into the news then so we can talk about this shit crap hole of a movie.
Don't give things away.
Rob.
There
was no way anybody has listened to this show before think they know. Mikey's unhappy today. Bad day for me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey.
He's not a genius.
Welcome to Derry. That prequel thing is coming to Max in 2024. I didn't know that was going to be on HBO Max. I forgot.
It's not HBO Max anymore. It's just Max.
Oh, they changed it to just that's
fucking. Yeah, they're gonna fuck. It's my favorite streaming service, and they're going to ruin it. Guaranteed.
I'm getting rid of it.
Guaranteed, they're going to ruin it. But I'm not cutting. I'm not cutting it loose until at least till Succession's over.
I think I have to. They're fucking up too much stuff already.
And it depends on what they put on there. I mean, if they put on House Hunters, then I might be back in.
I'm not going to keep it for House Hunters. I'm also really annoyed by this whole Harry Potter situation.
Yeah, I don't care about that one way or not.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's...
But I'm definitely not losing it until Succession's done, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know why they took the fucking their name off it. Like, that's ridiculous.
But... It's Warner Brothers Discovery bought it.
Oh,
so they're combining HBO Max and what used to be Discovery Plus.
How the fuck did that happen?
Oh,
damn. All right. How the hell?
But they're fucking it up real bad. So
Discovery yeah. Plus bought HBO Max, or one yep. pretty much is what it is right now. That's wild. Who would have seen that come? The one that nobody gives a fuck about having.
Yeah, but that it was owned by Warner Brothers.
Right, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. It's all about yeah. parent companies.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, geez, how the fucking tides have changed. All right, Insidious. The Red Door is the official title for their fifth movie in the franchise.
Okay.
Sounds like how you find the whorehouse. The Red Door.
All right.
Down the alley to the Red Door, and that's where the whores are.
That's a horror movie I'd watch.
Kat, I'm going to make an executive decision here because I feel you feel the same way. If you say whorehouse again, I'm going to bleep it.
Fine. I'm sorry. Sex workers, whatever.
It's mostly you saying. Also, don't say where the whores are anymore either. I'll bleep that too. All right. God damn, Rob.
What?
One episode. You can go one time and I have you're up to 32, by the way.
I'm just saying, isn't that what the title sounds like?
Yeah.
You didn't have to say it.
If I didn't say it, then how would you know?
Well.
I was all right not knowing. It was fine 5 minutes ago. What the hell? I mean, that insane. I wonder if it has anything to do with that stupid red face guy they always use for the images.
That stupid sure thing.
That's the image for this article on Bloody Disgusting, too, by the way.
It's the image for every Insidious article forever.
All that matters. What's next? That I'm not talking about that before. I should have started with this. This is stupid. Art the Clown from Terrifier appeared in a new Pete Davidson series. Are you fucking kidding? I forgot about this.
You could have given me like 50 guesses and I would not have been able to figure out how the end of that sentence went.
No, I there are a lot of things I don't understand about that sentence. First of all, Pete Davidson has a series.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Comedian Pete Davidson, quote unquote comedian. The guy's not funny.
He has his moments.
Debuted a trailer for his new...
I heard he was hot.
He's not hot.
Respect Pete Davidson during Alley Month, please.
He's not hot. Bupkis? Is that's really the name of it. And we're surprised to see a familiar face in the show. I don't know what this is. How did he get a series? Oh, it premieres on Peacock May 4th. Are you fucking kidding me?
Pete Dave on the...
Where's the sheet? It's appropriate for him, but... Yeah, what is it going to do? Like, follow? Is it a reality series following him around dating all these perfect women?
Who knows? I would never
honestly,
watch.
I'd. Oh, no, hold on. If it's about the women, I would watch because I need to know how he does that.
They're never going to show you.
I would never watch trash reality. If it was on a boat, I might watch it.
You don't know what he does with those ladies? Maybe that's how he gets them.
Pete Davidson on a boat? This is sounding like Tommy Lee. I don't want to see this. This is going to be bad. All right. It's fucking stupid. Pete Davidson's not hot. Allie's out of her mind. You guys need to just... we have to have boundaries in life with everything. All right.
Listen, Mikey, we are halfway through Allie month. When we get to the other side, we'll see how we feel.
There's no Allie month. Stop it now. There is a new featurette. We're moving right along. There's a new featurette, they're calling it, from Gun Media about the Texas Chainsaw game, and it's the making of the Texas Chainsaw game. I have not sat with this yet. It's about 20 minutes. I can't wait to sit and watch it. I believe a past guest on this show, Matt Shacha, handled all the filming of it, I would imagine, or had something to do with it. It looks great. I can't wait.
Is it just going to be like Damien Maffei and Kane Hodder sitting around with those dumb looking light bulb things on their heads?
No, it's interviews with Wes and Ronnie at Gun and looks at gameplay. And they talk about how they were brought into the franchise, all these different members of their crew, you know, what went in and they get in depth. It's not bullshit.
We got to get Damien Maffei on the show and talk about having to wear one of those light bulb things. Did he have to do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Damien. I've talked to him already. He's going to come back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, Are we going to tell him how many times we've called him hot on the show?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like we have to.
It might come up. Who knows?
Knowing you. But yeah, I can't wait to see that. They're awesome. I can't wait for this game. There's like 40 days left until this game releases. I know. I'm keeping tabs on the date.
All right.
What else? Oh, okay. Apparently, someone's looking to... Oh, Amazon is looking to revive RoboCop. What do you guys think?
Amazon needs to not try to revive things.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have a problem with somebody reviving RoboCop. Like, I think it could be fun. You know, if done right, it could be really good and topical, even, maybe, you know, because AI just keeps getting smarter and we're fucking morons and we just keep feeding it, even though we've seen how this ends in multiple movies over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be a take on that that could make it interesting, maybe, but... And when you say Amazon is doing something, I'm just like, whatever, fine. Like, I'm just so not interested in anything Amazon.
I'll say this. I respect, well, I mean, it's not, respect's a bad word because this isn't why they did it. But it's pretty safe. Like, there's not many people who will be mad at a redone version of RoboCop like you would a Friday the 13th. I don't think it'll get that remake shame as hard.
Didn't they just redo RoboCop not that long ago?
I don't know.
Like around the same time they remade Total Recall, wasn't there like a RoboCop reboot or something?
I don't know.
I don't remember one, but that doesn't mean a lot. Sometimes things are good radar.
How horror is RoboCop?
It's horror adjacent. Like, there's enough in the premise that I wouldn't be mad if someone called it a horror movie, even though I personally would not.
Sorry, I was looking at the RoboCop. There was a RoboCop remake in 2014.
That's too soon. Amazon, get a life.
Yeah. As far as the question of whether it's horror or not, I think you could make it a horror movie. I don't think that the one that we have is a horror movie, really. It's, you know, it's fun, cool movie and all, but I wouldn't call it horror.
That's fair. All right. Oh, no, I have one more thing to talk about. Mia Goth is going to be in the upcoming Blade reboot. So she's officially joining the MCU.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, good for her. The Blade reboot might be the one thing that gets me back to the table for a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've given up on... I'm done with it. I'm burnt out on it. I don't care anymore. But that, I would probably go check out. So, if it's going to have Mia Goth in it, all the better.
It's not going to be what you think it is, though.
What do you mean?
The Blade,
it's
man.
It's going to be a Marvel movie still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. And that's my... I'll watch it, but... You know, I know it's going to suck. It's not going to be Blade, Wesley Snipes. You know, like, it's not going to be any of that.
I think I'm holding strong. I think if there was one that was going to break me, it was going to be Multiverse of Madness.
I said the same thing. Yeah. I thought that would break me too, but it didn't. Blade might, though. I don't know. It depends on what it looks like. Like, I'll check out a trailer or something and go from there, probably.
You're not going to have a choice but to check out a trailer. It's a Marvel movie. You're going to see that thing 8 million fucking times.
Yeah.
That is the truth. All right. Well, good for Mia Goth, man. I mean, that's all. She better not up and leave horror, though. That's the only thing I don't like about this.
I do wonder about that because it's like, you know, we've seen that before.
Yep. I don't know, man. I'm not mad at her for doing other stuff now. I'm not trying to say that, but she better not start shunning roles that are perfect for her in the horror genre.
Yeah, she's one of ours. I would like to keep her.
Yeah. Keep one foot in is all I'm saying.
Well, we know we got her for Maxine.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after that.
That's all I have for news.
All right.
Should I hit my button?
Yeah, hit the button.
Crazy idiot! Get the fuck out of here!
You!
Go ahead, go Go back to turning tricks in Hoboken, you fade in the ass!
Turning tricks in Hoboken. Incredible. Robert De Niro. This is the Gabagoolie Mystery Corner, where our listeners anonymously send in memes, Italian memes, making fun of me for being Italian, just for me to react on the show. This is supposed to be a short-lived thing. Here we are months and months later, still fucking doing them.
Still going strong. It's a good one, too. I like this one.
All the memes go up on Patreon, patreon.com/radio. We describe them on the show. Here we go. Oh, come on. Why don't Italians like Jehovah's Witnesses? Oh, my God. Italians don't like any witnesses. There's a Godfather fucking meme behind it. We don't talk about this.
Brando and the Godfather. Yeah.
We don't talk about this. This is illegal activity related stuff. None of that exists. This is promoting that. No, I'm not going to. I will not dry snitch by speaking on this at all on any level. My Italianness will not allow me. All right.
All right. Fair enough.
My grandfather would kill me.
Not turning us into witnesses, I think is what he's saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's disrespectful. Whoever submitted it, you should be ashamed of yourself trying to incriminate people. But after I found out I missed some DMs, we have a Huckleberry Humphrey Hillbilly Hoedown.
Well, before we do that, did you know
Tony
Danza earned a bachelor's degree in history in 1972 from the University of Dubuque, which he attended on a wrestling scholarship?
Is that a Tony Danza fun fact?
That is a Tony Danza fun fact, yes. Unfortunately, because we had such quick, lightning fast follow-up to last week's fun fact from Ali, we don't have any follow-up, though, so that's all I have for you today.
Pat with the assist, too! What is this? Rob, I told you not to do it again!
I don't remember that.
Stop with the Tony Danza stuff. Tony Danza is, he's just fucking Tony Danza, dude.
He's the patron saint of Italian Americans.
No, he's not. This is literally just you purposely doing shit to piss me off further. Like what we're doing here is not enough.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Don't do it again next week.
We'll see.
I put it on a bulletin board. God damn it. Who cares?
We're Slasher Radio bulletin board, and it's not advertising our show. It's just like, hey.
Outside your house. Boom. No more. Don't do it again next week with your face on it. He would love it.
No more Tony Danza.
No more Tony Danza.
No more Danzas. I got three Danzas last week and another one this week. It's pissing me off.
Another one.
Moving forward. The Huckleberry Humphrey Hillbilly Hoedown. The same thing as the Gabagoolie crap. We make fun of Rob for moving down south and becoming a redneck. This one's really aimed at you. Good luck describing this.
All right, so it is a gentleman who has somehow managed to move his couch to the roof of his house while apparently suffering from some sort of affliction that requires crutches, because he's got crutches sitting by the couch, but he also has like a cooler that I can only assume has some like a Bush or Bush Light in it.
Budweiser.
You think it's Budweiser?
Rob, it's Budweiser.
Looks like it's Bud Light, maybe.
That's a koozie. That's a redneck koozie.
Yeah, but the can... You can see the top of the can is blue.
Right.
Which would indicate possibly a Bud Light, maybe.
I told you.
Maybe a Natty Light. Could be one of those, too. I think that has blue cans.
Said that somehow managed.
Yeah. So he's got his couch up there, and he's just he's chilling. And then the caption is, crossword puzzles. Oh, you mean word jigsaws. So I like that. I like that. That's clever. Well done, whoever created that one. Yes.
That is a Patreon thing where you notably confused crossword puzzles with jigsaw puzzles.
I did. I did. And then I was very adamant that I did not say crossword puzzles. Yes, even though I meant jigsaw puzzles. But no, and I haven't done much, any work really lately on the jigsaw puzzle. So I need to get back to that.
This picture is one of the most amazing things I've ever fucking seen.
We've said it a million times during this segment. You cannot, the commitment and ingenuity of rednecks cannot be doubted.
Bar none.
I mean, that man's got a crutch sitting next to his couch, and he somehow managed to get that fucker up on the roof.
He also, you described the whole thing without talking about this. He's only wearing one shoe, which I assume is because of the injury, but I'm not sure which foot it's.
Oh, hold on. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, you left a lot out here. He's on a half of a sectional. Or no, that's a full couch with a recliner.
Yes, it's a reclining couch, yeah.
With a camo hat on, too. And a,
well, the camo hat, I mean, that's a given. I said the man put the fucking couch on the roof. Of course he's got a camo hat on.
And he's looking over with a beer in his hand to what I would like to believe is the neighbors going, I told you. And they're over there going, this son of a bitch did it.
Yeah. It's impressive. I'm not, you know.
I like to think there's something he likes to watch outside, and every week he does this, and he hurt himself doing something. And they're like, oh, he's not going to do it
anyway.
Yep. They're like, he's not going to do it this week. And he's over there. I told you.
Yeah. He got it up there anyway. Good for him.
Are those handcuffs hanging off the roof? Oh, no. Hey, what the fuck is he got going on here?
I closed
that's how
picture.
He pulls himself up after he throws the couch onto the roof.
All top body. God damn.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think he leaves the couch up there, or he moves it up there just when he wants to sit up there?
I think he leaves it up there till it rains.
Yeah, I think this is a regular enough... He looks comfy up there. I think this is a regular enough thing that the couch is kind of an installation.
You think it stays out there? Because a lot of people I've seen... not a lot of people. A lot of white, trashy, redneck people will have, porch couches. Where they just have a couch on the front porch that just sort of sits out there all the time.
This is on top of the porch.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm wondering if is that his roof couch?
I'm not going to lie. After a couple of weeks go by where it's up on Patreon, I might just tweet this fucking thing.
This one's good.
Yeah, it is. I like that. That's clever. Good job.
What about the Jehovah's Witnesses? Are you going to be tweeting that?
You
going to
tweet that, Mikey?
No, I'm not retweeting that one.
Well,
no.
Well, if Ali makes a nice graphic for the Tony Danza fun fact about him having a history degree and attending school on a wrestling scholarship, will you tweet that?
No, kiss my ass. I was talking to Ali too, and she's like, oh, you're going to have Rob message me. She was saying she was going to message you asking for the fun fact this week.
No, she didn't.
To make another one. I was like, no, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, she did. I could have hooked that up because I picked the fun fact out in advance, well in advance of the show.
So. Don't do it again next week. All right. Do you hear me right now?
Huh?
Don't do it again next week.
What?
You're cutting out. You're
cutting out. Your signal's bad.
We're done.
New podcast. Who this?
We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back with the Patreon pick for this month, Carousel. I hate these motherfuckers.
They're called Mikey's Hell.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Why do you keep doing the Danza stuff?
Because I think people like it.
No, but I hate it.
It adds another dimension to the people's understanding of the Italian-American experience, Mikey.
No, it doesn't. Nobody cares about Tony Danza.
Everybody loves Tony Danza. We're going to start a new Patreon show where we review his reality show, Teach, where he was a teacher at a Philadelphia public high school.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No.
Why wouldn't we?
I'm not participating. You and Kat do it. No. God damn.
A history degree, though. That's impressive.
No, it's not. Well, the degree is, but I don't care.
Yeah. And he attended on a wrestling scholarship.
All right, I whoop somebody's ass. So what?
Yeah.
I'm whoop your ass. You keep doing the Tony Danza stuff.
People love Tony Danza. Come on.
That is enough. Don't want any more layers. I'm trying to get this segment to die.
I think I think it's got a long life ahead of it for some reason.
Bitch.
Like, I really thought we were looking at like a week or two thing.
Me too.
And here we are. And from what Kat said, it only seems to be growing.
Stop.
I didn't do it.
Think Kat's pooping?
I'm starting to wonder. It doesn't take this long to refill a drink.
The Patreon pick is late because we were doing the tournament. This is
for the Lord Humphrey Cup.
It was not for the Lord Humphrey Cup.
We awarded the Vernal Lord Humphrey Cup at the end.
No, we didn't. You said a bunch of crap. But this is where every month our patrons, they get to decide, they nominate and vote on a pick every month that we have to do. And we landed on Carousel.
Yeah, we did.
We review all the picks that were nominated, didn't make it, voting process, all that, because Rob doesn't know how to work the Patreon.
That is correct. Now, I do know that one of them, what one of them was, because it was tied and we had to discuss it.
Yeah.
How the hell did I close that tab out of all the fucking tabs I have open? All right. Picks. I got raw dogged. Back to that, you guys need to stop targeting people with these picks. It's getting ridiculous. There are two other hosts on this show, too. IR Chris nominated Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
That would have been a good choice. It is available now. Mikey, you could have rented it. It's only $20 to rent.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened. That would have really upset me.
Have you seen it, Kat? Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
No, it's better than I thought it would be. It's actually pretty good.
Leah put up Inhuman Resources 2012.
What? What is that?
I don't know.
Inhuman Resources. I don't care for the plan. You know, as somebody who works in HR here for Slasher Radio, as the head of HR, I don't care for the play on Human Resources there.
I believe Leah also mentioned she works in HR.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just saying. Put information out there. But yeah, that's what Leah put up. Greg nominated, I'm going to fuck this up, The Happiness of the Catacruis? What is this? From 2001.
I've never heard of it. I don't know what that is. Happiness of what? The Cata... What?
Catacruis,
yeah. K-A-T-A-K-U-R-I-S.
Oh my god. We should have done that.
Greg was targeting me with a musical.
Yeah.
Fucking Japanese musical horror film.
No, we shouldn't have.
Did you see who directed it?
No, who?
Takashi Miike.
Oh, that guy. Who's
that guy.
He's the guy who directed this movie.
He's the guy.
Is it fucking animated?
Part of it, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, did you go to images on Google, buddy?
Yeah, I did. It's like fucking... Damn. Greg got a hate boner for me, apparently.
Me too.
He also directed Audition, guys.
Oh, Greg. Come on, man. Stop. Amber's pick was The Unquenchable. Thirst for, I don't even know how to say that. Boner juice?
Boner juice.
Isn't that B-E-A-U?
The unquenchable thirst for boner juice?
Did we just get memed? Did they just want me to say that on the show, Kat? Is that the name
That's
of
that? What it sounds like.
Yeah, right? Oh, fuck me. I didn't even put that together, man. Holy shit, Amber. Wash your mouth out with your fingers off with soap, Amber, for typing that.
That's amazing.
I didn't even... Wow, I just got fucking Rickrolled right here or whatever the fuck. Like, yeah, goddamn.
Oh, he's a doctor, if that helps.
How the fuck is that going to help?
Dr. Boner Jr.
Because I looked at it, I'm like, that can't be how it's you say it. And then I said it. I was like, what? All right.
Amazing. Yeah, I will say, we looked at the cover for this week, and I did not think about it enough to put that together. Right. That's amazing.
Yeah, I read it all in my head, I think. When I seen it, I was like, I never heard of that. It moved on.
You're not sliding boner juice past me.
Holy shit. All right, Nick, who always has strong picks, love Nick. He nominated Night of the Demons from 1988.
Overrated.
Right. This is also the movie I fell asleep on Twitch during the watch-along day. So.
Snoring, motherfucker.
Out loud. But all right, not bad. I'm starting to see Nick loves the classical style. I like that. Next up was, Nesto. If we could take a little trip back down memory road, Nesto nominated The Killing Tree around December time. And we got into I was strongly upset with him for even, he didn't nominate it, actually. He suggested it on Twitter. And I was like, no, immediately. And we had a nice back and forth about it. And then Nesto ended it abruptly with Mikey, period. You're watching the Killer Tree movie. End of tweet. I was never so threatened in my life, man. I was like, wow. And he never even nominated it. And then hit us with the, you never know. And I was like, what? His nomination is The Killing Tree 2022. Happy belated Easter, Mikey. This son of a bitch, man.
I like Nesto sitting on it, just waiting picking his spot. He was like, I'm gonna hold on to this, because he didn't even do it in like January. Like he wasn't even like the next time it was up. Nah, he waited.
February, March, April we're in, dude. This was a long con. And the worst part of it is, now that it didn't win, he's gonna do it again. So who knows what holiday he might be trying to make me watch this movie.
That's well played, Nesto.
That was really good.
I'm feeling 4th of July. I'm watching you, Nesto. All right? Just fucking stop it. Don't make me watch this movie.
You're watching The Killer Tree movie, Mikey.
Apparently. I'm so scared, man. I was like, holy shit.
The movie's not that scary, Mikey. I've seen it.
No, Nesto is. Like, he was so matter-of-fact about it. Nesto's a sly motherfucker. Miki also suggested Stay Alive, which was tied this month with Ali's Carousel from 2016.
Well, honestly, I'm glad we chose Carousel, because Stay Alive is terrible.
Okay. All right. So let's roll right into the episode then. We're obviously talking about Carousel. Go ahead and talk. I mean, I don't know what you guys want from me with these movies anymore.
I don't think I have ever, the pure joy when I saw the horse move for the first time.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I had to pause more than once because I was just laughing so hard that I couldn't hear what was going on the TV. This was amazing. I loved this one so much.
When he shoots the guy with the bow and arrow, and then they cut to him and he's got the bow slung, like, hanging over his head. So genius.
It was so good.
This movie's a piece of shit.
Mikey, come on.
No.
This is a good movie. It's fun.
No. It's dumb.
What about when she was hitting on the pizza guy?
It's dumb.
That had one of my favorite lines, because it was the, like, I work hard making pizzas, and he got so mad about it.
It's a really funny, good movie, Mikey.
No, it's not.
It's got Cowboy Cool or whatever that guy's name was.
That was so dumb, man. Why would you keep the damn head on him? They got a cowboy mascot chasing around this fucking stupid horse.
And he was
a unicorn.
So he had like a secret weapon that he was going to use, but it was just a lasso and a gun. And then also he kept it in the ball pit where the children were. so good. And then I also, everything about the gun was so funny in this, because not only did he keep it in the ball pit, but also his plan is to like lasso the unicorn, and he tries and fails, and then he just pulls out a gun. Like, they he defeats it with a gun, was the secret weapon. It's so good.
Yeah, come on, Mikey.
At the beginning of the movie, the horse said, "I hate it here."
I thought of you. My first note was, "Mikey hates it here."
I literally out loud said, "Me too, bro. Me too." Out loud.
As I was watching it, I was so, all right, going into this movie, I thought, "Mikey's going to hate this fucking movie." I've seen it before. You hadn't seen it before, had you, Mikey?
No.
Kat, had you seen it before?
No, it's been on my list, and okay. I can't believe I sat on it this long. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I'd seen it. This was my second. This is a rewatch for me. And going into it, I was like, Mikey's going to hate this movie. But then as I was watching it, just the joy, and it's so funny. And I think the effects look really good. And I was like, Mikey might like this one. So I'm really disappointed, Mikey.
No. The girl said totes. She should have died immediately.
What's wrong with saying totes?
No.
Totes my goats.
Totes mid.
No. That was so annoying.
She was hashtag everything. That made me laugh too.
They also really threw bronies under the bus.
They really did. They really Amazing. Did. Is that the problem? Are you a brony, Mike?
Yeah. That's the problem with this movie. That's the problem. They also stole Lunchbox from Jay and Silent Bob, too, I'll mind you.
No, it's because he collected lunchboxes.
No, it wasn't because he collected. I mean, yeah, it also was, but.
But did you notice that Hereditary stole a plot point from Carousel?
What?
With
no.
The insulin.
Oh,
I'm just
my
saying.
God.
Yep, he needed his insulin.
That kid would have had a sugar coma way before halfway through this movie. That kid was a garbage truck, man. He just devoured shit.
He took the cheese out of the trash. What about you didn't even like the fact they made fun of the French-Canadian couple?
That I didn't mind. I didn't mind that at all. But, you know, it's not enough to save this movie.
But all right, so it's silly. It's a silly movie. It's a lot of fun, but you didn't like the effects. I thought the effects looked good.
I thought the effects looked terrible.
The effects. So you can tell that the effects were not
terrible.
Professionally done, but there was so much. How could you not find that endearing? Like they did so much. There was so much love that went into those effects.
No.
And I really appreciate, and I said the same thing about Thanksgiving, is that all of the effects that weren't CGI, they did a really good job with for what they had. Not only is that true for Carousel, but they had some really ambitious kills in here.
Yeah.
They knew that they had no effects budget, and they just shot for the moon anyway, and I thought that was amazing. Her face deflating, like, as she's getting also... There are so many slasher style kills, and then we find out he has laser eyes, which was just chef's kiss. It was perfect. He's been trying to figure out how to get into the house to kill this kid, and he had laser eyes the whole fucking time. But that aside, that kill was really, really ambitious, and they pulled it off. Like, we knew what was going on.
No.
Her whole body deflated and burned up like
yeah.
that.
It looked
really
awful.
Impressive.
It looked
no.
awful. Yes.
What about when he axed the guy in the head when the other killer broke into the house?
It looked every kill looked terrible.
I still love that there was just another killer there.
No, good. Not at all. No, every kill looked terrible. The first kill looked terrible too. Every kill looked bad. The machete kill was just as bad as the first kill. Like I literally wrote it. It looked dumb. What do I say? Like, what can I say about that? I don't get passion. I mean, all right. I'm not gonna sit here and say that they didn't put passion into their movie. I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying what translated to me while watching it. There are movies where I can say, you know what, man, they fucking did all they could, and I could tell they loved what they were doing. And again, not to say they didn't, but that I just didn't get that feeling from this.
Oh, I definitely got that feeling from this, especially from the effects. And Cowboy Cool, born for that role. And Joe, the pizza delivery guy, phenomenal.
Yeah.
That dude was having the time of his life. He was so mad about pizzas.
And the way they made the unicorn move around so lifelike.
Guys, they killed two people in one slash with a plastic flamingo from a lawn.
No.
Right. What about the greatest sex scene ever committed to film?
So I will say, if I had the one thing that keeps this from being a perfect 10 out of 10 for me, I fucking hated watching that sex scene. It was so uncomfortable. I remember watching Thanksgiving and being like, this is really uncomfortable because she's getting fucked by the turkey puppet and she doesn't even realize. But her realizing it made it worse with the unicorn. Like, I did not like that.
See, I wasn't as bothered by this as the scene in Thanksgiving because this woman at least gave her consent.
He did. And that should have made it better, but I didn't like seeing it still. Like, this felt more explicit.
No, it was very explicit. I mean, that unicorn was going to town.
I didn't like it. I didn't like seeing it. I will say, I do think, other than having had to watch the sex scene, I do think it's very funny that they just have fully consensual sex and then he kills her, like, at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's something you don't see a lot in slasher movies. Or the slasher, unicorn or no, just has a brief affair with one of the people. Right.
Yeah, Jason doesn't usually bone somebody and then kill him.
No. And I give them credit for doing something different in that regard. I wish I hadn't had to see so much of it, though. Although I did read, and I think this is going to come up again, because I think I read it while I was researching reviews. Apparently, if you watch this movie from Amazon Prime, there is not as much sex. And I bet you any amount of money that brings it down to an even hour. Like, that scene went on forever.
Yeah, it's a pretty lengthy scene.
I didn't love that.
My notes throughout the process, and it started when she was sitting on the couch, you know, thirsting and drooling over the horse. I said, is she going to fuck that horse? I said, does she want to fuck that horse? Then I noted, as she was going up the steps, she's going to fuck that horse. And then when she went in the room, I said, yep, that was my note. Yep. And then after that, it's about 5 or 6 dots capitalized. What? And then after that was about 15 to 20 dots and another capitalized. What? Literally my notes during those scenes.
All right.
What the fuck would they do that for? Like, she literally fucked that horse.
Oh, they went to town.
I've seen less positions in porn.
Oh, yeah, they really mixed it up. I mean, he got it every different angle.
That was a full session. Yeah. And I don't know what to say about that. Why did I have to see that?
I don't know. I mean, my biggest complaint wasn't that. It was the fact that he's making a great joke every time he kills people at the beginning of the movie where he's like, in hell. He kept saying in, you know?
Yeah.
And he did it like 3 times. And then he says, I've used that same joke 3 times in a half hour. I need to mix it up. And I checked the time and he'd actually made that same joke 3 times in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to change it up because I laughed every single time.
No.
And I was disappointed that he changed it.
But he cycled back around to it at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a nice touch. But I just wish it would have kept going throughout the entire movie because it made me laugh every single time.
Everything made me laugh. I did notice as I was, other than the I work hard making pizzas line, most of the quotes that I wrote down in my notes are from Cowboy Cool, because he had some great dialogue in this.
Yeah, Cowboy Cool is amazing.
My favorite is, we don't need no more casualties in this here hoedown. Excellent.
That, you know, look, I'll say this. Maybe, and this is a strong maybe, they should, every dumbass movie like this, all the characters should wear some type of mascot head. All right, now hear me out. This is not from enjoyment of seeing it, believe me, very far from it. But there's no way, like, I don't think anybody can be as good at what he did and it mean as much to them as what they did, as if you can't see their fucking face while they're doing it. There has to be a layer of I don't give a fuck there, that, like, he was the only person who even remotely knew how to act. And I'm not looking for George Clooney here.
I didn't think the acting was too bad. I mean, you know,
it was supposed to be bad and they were already bad. So it's bad actors trying to act badly.
Like the main chick, I didn't think she was a bad actress.
She had some of the worst dialogue, but I don't think she did a bad job with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think she was that bad.
And to clarify, when I say the worst dialogue, I mean she didn't get any gems. Like, no.
Oh, the pizza guy I thought was good, too. I thought he did a good job.
Oh, he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand him, no.
The kid, I didn't think the kid was bad. I think maybe you didn't like the writing, Mikey.
I don't like any of it. No, I'm not sitting here saying the writing's innocent, but no, I don't like any of it.
You didn't like when the horse gets shot and the blood is rainbow?
No, they could have did it.
That made me so happy.
I don't know why they didn't CGI that. I mean, you could have did that.
No,
it would have
CGI.
It would, no, and again, I
practical trust effect.
Me. Yeah, I know. CGI is killing movies, Mikey.
I understand, but
Carousel's here to save the cinema.
That scene could have, like, that would have been the way to go, because you couldn't even tell it was rainbow blood because it was done so badly.
I absolutely could tell it was rainbow blood.
You could tell, but it wasn't what it should have been.
It's exactly what it should have been. I don't understand you.
I don't either. I mean, I really, honestly, watching it, like I said, going into it, I was like, there's no way Mikey's going to like this movie. And then as I was watching, I was like, I think he's going to like this one.
No, you were wrong. No, absolutely not. No.
I did think that this was going to be the one that kind of, I thought you were going to laugh and call it a shark movie, but then, like, kind of come around on this one. Because it's so funny.
No. Yeah.
But it's a slasher. Like, they did a good job with the kills.
No.
They really did. And the hoof. He has, like, the piano wire.
Yeah.
With the girl, and, like, not only did the blood look great, but watching the hoof move with the piano wire just absolutely killed me. Mikey, you hate joy.
No, I don't. I hate stupidity.
I'm trying to see if this is on Blu-ray. Is this on Blu-ray?
Are you out of your mind?
What? Add it to my collection.
Hmm. I don't know what to say, guys. I really didn't like this. But he was fucking hiding in the house and the horse, and it was hiding as a lamp, and, like,
that was so funny. He just I laughed so hard at that. How did you not laugh at that, Mikey?
Because it's stupid.
It's hilarious.
And he shows up too, disguised as the pizza guy, the kiddo.
I couldn't believe that. When I seen that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
It was almost as good as the turkey dressing up like the dad. Like, those two.
No. 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 The horse took the spark plugs. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
I think you hate fun.
That's not fun. It's dumb. There's a difference.
It's brilliant.
No. The kill with the wire around the tree you guys talked about, that was the only decent kill.
What about the hoof through the face?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it looked good, man.
The kill of the second Canadian, I think it was the woman, I don't remember, whichever one died second. By the way, that was another thing. They acting like snobby French people. They're fucking Canadian. I can't.
They're French Canadian.
I hate Canadians like that.
That was so funny.
Kat, I'm surprised Canadians like that don't piss you off. They tried, but they're not even really French.
I know, and I was fully prepared because I was laughing so hard at all of the they had the scene, the girl's trying to impress them, and she's like, I have a French bread pizza on the way, and she gives them the plate of just like American cheese slices. And what was it called? It was like the Captain Pirate's legitimate wine or whatever it was. Yeah. And they just like toss it in the trash and toss it down the sink. And I was like, I was 100% prepared to just tell you that I felt celebrated on this show. And then when they had the big reveal that they were Quebecois, it's like, oh, that's hysterical. It's such a good bait and switch. I don't know how you weren't amused by this.
I was happy they were Canadian because it gave me a reason to shit on Canada, which I love to do. But no, those kind of guys, like, that just made me more mad, if anything, overall. French Canadians, people from Canada that are in the French parts, quote unquote, they're the most French people you'll ever meet because they try to be extra French and they want you to think they're French. And it's like, oh, where are you from, by the way? Oh, Canada. You know who pissed me off with that, Rob? Well, fucking the Miz's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had caught a couple episodes of that Miz and Mrs., and she is all the time full on, like, I'm French, French, French. She's from fucking Canada. Like, what the fuck? You drink bag milk, dude. No, get out of here.
Well, good news. You can get Carousel on DVD for $50 on Amazon.
Oh.
Oh, wow. $50?
$50, yeah.
Wow. What?
And where are my balls?
They're kicking you in the nuts for that. $50? Uh-uh. Uh-uh. You gonna pay $50, Rob?
No, because I think I just found it on Blu-ray for $24.
Would you have paid $50?
He was thinking about it.
I mean, I was kind of thinking about it.
How much we spend on these bennies from fucking the UK? By far, it's got to be the dumbest purchase ever we've made, right?
I mean, speak for yourself. I've made some really dumb purchases.
Only purchase we've all collectively made.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stuffed animal from a really dumb movie. Great movie, but, you know.
They've also got a Carousel poster.
Ooh.
For $11.
When we finish recording this, I'm going to watch Carousel the Second, which I think is an excellent name for the sequel.
Yes, Carousel the Second. And good news, the third movie has reached its funding goal on Kickstarter.
Yay!
We've got almost a bona fide franchise here.
Next bracket.
Oh yeah, that. Oh fuck, it'll get decently far, motherfucker. Well, you guys spoiled the winner of the next bracket. Whatever we do, so there you go.
Look, I don't know, man. Look, it's not a perfect movie, obviously, but it's got its charms. It's fun. I enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. I thought the effects looked good. You know, I don't know, man. I don't see how you couldn't enjoy it. It's an hour long. I mean, come on.
No. Thank God they knew to be an hour long. I'll say that. Thank God. But maybe that was the best benefit of it. And you guys got to admit, like, a lot of these movies, I don't know how much you'll agree to, but Sharks of the Corn and Santa Jaws. All right. If you like it, you like it. Whatever. They shouldn't be that fun. Trailer Park Shark was very guilty of being way longer than it needed to be.
That one was, yeah.
Yeah, like, cut it.
I have to give it to you there.
Yeah, if you're already making a piece of shit, understand you're making a piece of shit. And, you know, do what you got to do in a short period of time. Please, don't waste too much of my time.
Normally, I think that, like, even with movies like this, anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes is probably the correct length for one. I do appreciate, because I think the issue with Trailer Park Shark was that they had made a movie that was closer to an hour, and then they tried to get it up to that 90 minutes. Because then we had that whole, like, weird framing thing with the, where they redid the first 20 minutes, and, like, that was clunky and bad. Yeah. But, like, this one, they used, like, a couple extra minutes to goof off and have fun, and then they were done, and that's fine.
Yeah. And they created, I mean, really, this century's first real horror icon in Duke.
Yeah.
His name's Duke?
Yeah. It is. Did you not even pay attention, Mikey?
Not fully.
You better watch it again.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. No.
Well, Carousel the Second is only an hour 17, so it's still coming in pretty trim.
That's about an hour and 3 minutes too long.
So you're saying if it was 14 minutes, you'd love it?
If you wrap that bad boy up in 15 minutes, yeah, you maybe. This thing, man. Do we have anything to say about the baby?
Well, apparently that plays right into the plot of the second movie.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Duke is apparently struggling with becoming a father.
Oh, great.
Which I think is something we can all, you know, relate to, Mikey. You can relate to that, certainly. You have a child.
Sounds like Thanksgiving 3.
No, there's no way it's Thanksgiving 3.
Sounds like it.
I was thinking more Terrifier 3. I'm assuming this is where they got the idea for the end of Terrifier 2, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Damian Leone. Oh, well, what's his name? Sitting around watching fucking Carousel. I did tweet about this movie, and I put up the poster, and what I said was, what are you guys' thoughts on this fucking thing, is exactly how I put it. At Leighton Confused said, haven't seen it, although I will say the horse looks pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agree, Duke is a badass.
No, he's not.
It's a unicorn, by the way, not a horse.
It, whatever. Mad as Hatter. Sadie said, meh, would watch again. I don't know why the fuck you would do that, Sadie. Like, what the fuck? At KK Films, Kangas Khan. Made me laugh, but then again, might have been the right level of HAF for it, which I would imagine is high as fuck.
Okay. I
can assure you that does not help. Harold, Harold_P_turd said, sure was disappointing. David Writer 56 said, I like it.
Yeah, block that Harold guy.
No, he's right. At Noel.jpg, that's funny, says, what the fuck is this? It looks metal as fuck.
Oh, yeah, it is metal as fuck.
I don't know what that means, but all right. And last but certainly not least, Greg at Camp Springwood said, so you finally picked a good one. Nice.
Yeah.
We forgot
Greg
to plug
what's up.
We forgot to plug Greg's TikTok earlier for his hot corn.
Oh yeah.
At Darth Gregor on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people think of this movie, apparently.
Alright. Well. Most of them I think were positive towards it, Mike. Yeah, I don't know what your problem is.
He hates fun. We know what his problem is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Chris also put in there Carousel 3 trailer. He said it will never end. Right.
Yeah, I'm excited about I had heard they were making. Oh, and by the way, Mikey, Rebecca Reinhardt is in Carousel the Second.
So,
oh,
I'm saying you were a fan of her in Sharks of the Corn.
Oh, is that Titty Out Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, who the hell is that? Why would I care? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in Carousel the Second.
Okay.
No word on whether she survives to her Carousel the Third or whatever they're going to call it.
You didn't get intel on that?
No, I haven't watched Carousel. I didn't realize it was out. I had heard that there was going to be one. I didn't realize it was finished and like out. So I'm excited to watch the sequel.
Mm, not me.
I might go back this, the third one, even though it's already met its goal, just to get some of those sweet, sweet
Flasher
perks.
Flasher Radio could back it.
No, what is it on? Indiegogo or
Kickstarter?
What are the fucking rewards you get for this? There's got to be one where you get the horse. No,
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 no. I looked. I think there was one where you got all the movies on Blu-ray.
Oh. It's like the one I got for Don't Fuck in the Woods too, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4 days left, so I think by the time the episode goes out, it'll be over.
No.
But let's see. Where is it?
Their goal was 10 grand?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so you can get the entire trilogy on Blu-ray for $250.
For $1,000, you can get killed in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Cat's checking her bank.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, $250.
I could be in a movie with Pity Out Girl.
We don't know that she's in this one. We don't know whether she survives the second one.
I could be in a franchise with Pity Out Girl.
There you go. There you go.
$250 gets you a special thanks in the credit. Are you fucking kidding me?
For $500, Usagi will kill you in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who that is.
Guessing that's the kid? Baby.
Yeah, I guess. For $1,000, Duke will kill you.
That's bullshit.
But you have to travel to Pittsburgh where they're filming it. So.
At least it's not in Canada.
Yeah. Executive producer credits, $1,000.
Oh, shit. This seems like the type of movie when you're trying to make it in the film industry, you'll pay someone $1,000 to like scrub this kind of shit from your record, you know?
I already mentioned you can get the entire trilogy on Blu-ray for $250. $85, you get a Blu-ray and a digital link to the movie.
$85?
Plus a special thanks, so your name is in the credits at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $85. That's pretty good. So yeah, there's still a number of perks left here, but
if any of our patrons want to spend $1,000, I will volunteer to be killed by Duke.
You're gonna have to travel to Pittsburgh, yeah.
I will put the bill for the Pittsburgh travel.
By the time this episode
pays for me to be killed by Duke.
By the time the episode comes out, it'll be over. It's only got 4 days left.
Damn it. Special early drop of the episode.
We need to start a GoFundMe. Get Cat killed.
Nah. This reminds me when one of the perks for the Don't Fuck in the Woods one was a special thanks on their Twitter. Twitter has like 150 people on it. They should be paying us for tweeting that fucking thing.
Well,
goddamn.
I don't know, man. I thought it was a lot of fun. I laughed virtually nonstop for an hour. I'm never going to complain about that.
Yeah, this soared like far above my expectations for it.
Yeah. And I know you said it was disappointing, Mikey, but honestly, what were you expecting going in? Like, how could you possibly be disappointed?
I didn't say it was disappointed. Someone in the tweet said it was disappointed. I knew this was good. This did everything. This did, you know what? This did do less than I thought it was even going to do. And that I had no bar for this thing.
The problem was I liked it so much. I didn't really have very many notes. It was one of those deals where I got kind of sucked into the movie and I quit taking notes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Some of my favorite lines I know I didn't get like written down because I was just laughing too hard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you want to get into the reviews? I mean, unless you have anything else, I don't know.
Well, I think we should thank Allie for the great suggestion.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Allie. This one, phenomenal.
He continues to be a standout patron.
No, I think Allie should be banned from ever picking movies ever.
That seems harsh. I mean, we still let Chris pick movies.
That's very fair. Greg, too. Can we ban Nesto going forward so I don't have to worry about that fucking tree thing?
We're not banning anybody, Mike. They pay for the privilege.
Oh, no.
What?
Speaking of paying for the privilege, they are out of slots to be killed by Duke.
Oh,
that's a hard get it anyway.
we gotta stay on top of the Carousel franchise news because I guarantee you they're gonna crowdfund the fourth one. And we gotta get in there.
I would be killed by Duke, goddamn it.
For some of those sweet perks.
No, I mean you guys do what you want to do.
Slasher Radio as a team needs to get in on some of those sweet perks.
What if I agree to wear a Slasher Radio shirt while I get killed by Duke? Would that be okay, Mikey?
That's good.
I'd figure out a way to go through legal and have you persecuted to the highest extent of the law. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to try. Ugh. All right, so you have reviews, Kat?
I do. I have reviews. First of all, I want to open by saying that this does not have enough critic reviews to have a tomato meter score critically, but with under with under 50 ratings from the audience score, it has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What? Nice. Are you fucking kidding me?
It did not do that well on IMDb, which is where I pulled the reviews from. And this is not the first time that this has happened on IMDb, where the reviews that are left don't really, they don't line up with the rating, because the rating is only 4.8 out of 10. But the reviews were mostly pretty positive. I do have one negative one to start with, and it is just titled Worst Horror Ever, 1 out of 10 stars. I watched this movie a year ago. Some people should say this movie is second to none, or I say second to Run? Question mark.
Oh, God. I got a candy bar for that fucking idiot.
When I watched the stupid unicorn come alive, my excitement flew south for the winter. This was an extremely cheesy movie. I'd rather watch Dora the Explorer, and I'm a boy.
Wow. All right. That correlates, but all right, bet.
What?
Can you imagine the situation where it's like you can watch Carousel or Dora the Explorer? Like, I just, such a good line. And then he clarifies, and I'm a boy.
And I'm a boy, yeah.
The movie makes no sense. The acting is downright awful. I'd give this movie 0 stars if I could, but alas, I cannot. Seriously?
All right. First of all, no. The movie does make sense. There's a very clear story and a through line all throughout. Nope. We even get a nice character arc for our main character who goes from being terrible to trying to protect her brother.
Yeah.
It's a solid film, and I still contend the acting is not that bad.
Nope.
It's not that bad.
Nope.
But he concludes, seriously, unless you like really cheesy movies, this is not for you. But I do like really cheesy movies. So.
Yeah, you do.
Jackpot.
This was everything I wanted.
I would like to give this guy an award. That's great. He did
better
a great
than
job
Dora the Explorer.
I already gave him a reward.
You can't give him a candy bar because you don't agree with him, man.
This one, I agree with them, but I have questions about the way that this review is worded. 8 out of 10 stars. Too funny. This is hilarious. Although I'm sure a lot won't like it, but man, I laughed. Aside from not being phrased the most eloquently, I have to agree with everything in here.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah, this is the one I was talking about earlier. This 10 out of 10, massive talent. And also, oh my God, there's a little bit of drama here. So we have to go back a little bit. Because I forgot to read the names for these. Our candy bar winner today with the 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Is his username is Jaren27992.
Okay.
This review, the 10 out of 10, is posted by Jaren is an idiot.
Wow. Shots fired in the reviews?
I love that.
Even realize that until just now, but it's so good.
Wow.
I had pulled this one anyway. There are not a lot of reviews for this, but Jaren is an idiot posts small budget, massive talent. Yes. This movie is utterly ridiculous in the best way. It kicks off quickly, no waiting for half the movie for someone to die, and the hilarity just keeps coming. The people behind this work of art took a micro budget and made it into a mountain of glorious ridiculousness.
Oh my God.
There is love, there is sex, though less if you've only seen the Amazon Prime version. There's murder and mayhem, and that leaves no one wanting. Unless, of course, you're an asshole who, for some reason, is obsessed with stalking the director and posting negative reviews, whether you've seen the movies or not.
Oh, that's not nice.
Is that what you're doing, Mikey? Are you an asshole who's stalking the director?
No, it's not a bad idea, though. I'm just kidding. No, I would do that.
Do we need to see what's going on in Jaren's IMDb review history? I feel like there's a mystery here. Oh my god. He also, Jaren here has also rated Dora the Explorer.
He's a fucking closeted Dora fan. Or get out of here.
The review that is called Dora the Explorer, Dora the Not Explorer.
Oh, get out of here. He loves that show and he's just trying to hide. He's covering his tracks, you weirdo. Why are you watching cartoons, bro?
Can't make this up.
Holy shit, we just uncovered something.
He also has a review for Carousel 2 just called What Are You Trying to Do to Me?
He's seen a doctor over this man. What the fuck?
Okay. And then this is, I think, maybe my favorite, like, phrasing of a review. I don't have any, like, more secret gems, like this whole Jaren drama. That's amazing. But this one I just think is a very well-worded review. 10 out of 10, pinnacle of human existence.
Oh. Nice. All right.
Truly made me question the humanity of the world and put to test many of the bigger questions that humankind will ever conceive. A god-level masterpiece to be enjoyed by the finer society and to be reserved for special occasions. Will watch again on my own accord. Which, listen, will watch again on my own accord is maybe the highest praise any of us can give a movie at any time.
That shouldn't be out there into the world.
I can't believe I missed the usernames while I was pulling these movies.
That is perfect. I love it.
Oh, so funny. Also, this is the only I want to. This is, they've been an IMDb member for only 4 months. This is the only review they've posted, and they have won some kind of IMDb award for it. So. Jaren is an idiot. Has life figured out? I think.
Yeah.
Is that all for the reviews, Kat? Yeah.
We are.
People are crazy out there in the freaking world. Rob, do you have facts on this thing? No,
not really. But I did stumble up. There just was nothing to be found, really.
I believe it.
But I did stumble upon the fact that there is also a Carousel deck building game.
What?
That you can purchase. Yes. And you can play a game based on the characters from Carousel 1 and 2.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, I'll run and do that.
Well, Mikey, you could take this movie home and make it part of your daily routine.
Yeah, okay. Mikey waking up early every day to play a round of Carousel Deck Builder before he goes to work.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. No.
Would you rather watch this or Dora the Explorer?
Maybe Dora. At least she got some catchy songs, you know. Swipe or no swiping and all that shit. Maybe, I don't know. It would be a tough decision.
Don't say swipe or no swiping, please.
You got to say it two more times. We got to say it one more time now. That'd be the third. Don't you say it three times like Candyman?
Don't say that either.
All right. Portnoy's for this sumbitch. You guys are going to make me mad.
I'm looking something up here. Because it looks like the same guy who directed Carousel also directed the recently released Amityville Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Yeah. So just wanted to throw that out there, too.
That doesn't change anything. Not for me, anyway.
Yes. Same director. Yes. And he was the guy who played the pizza guy in Carousel.
Aw.
This guy's getting out there. He's getting it done. He's an excellent director and an excellent actor, Mikey.
Yeah, and?
Double threat. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
You guys, I know we've already recorded the Patreon episode, but we have got to talk about this Dora the Explorer review. This guy's unhinged.
Maybe that is that next week's Patreon episode?
Yeah, I need to bookmark this.
Yeah, save that. We'll do that next week. Sign up for the Patreon. You can hear it, patreon.com/slasherradio.
You almost got to know, guys. I mean, it'd be like $6 for a month. You get a ton of extra content all month, and apparently this. I mean, come on now.
That's a deep dive into the Jaren controversy on IMDb.
We might have a whole documentary on Paramount or something by the time this is done.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Portnoy's, who wants to go first? I don't care. I can go if you want, but
yeah,
sure.
I have a feeling Mikey's going to disagree with me.
Yeah, me too.
Are we doing B movie for this? I mean,
I didn't, but I can.
Yeah, I think we should.
All right. Well, you're really not going to like that one.
Yeah, I know.
So I will, for a regular movie, this Carousel is a 5.2.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was well made. I thought it was well acted. I'm sorry. I like the movie. It's a good time. They understand. Look, I understand there are limitations to the movie, but you know, they understood that as well. They knew what they were making and they hit the target, man. It was great.
All right.
Do you want me to do the B movie score? Or are we going to come back around and do those in the second round?
Yeah, you can give that now. I don't care. Either way.
As a B movie, this is a 9.7.
Are you, okay? What are you really giving it?
And seriously, a 9.7. It is almost a perfect B movie.
It's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
I lost respect for you just now.
I mean, they nailed it with this film.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, there's a chip of the stone of the respect of Rob in my brain that just got chiseled.
Mikey is about to murder me live on air.
What I just heard was Mikey has rocks in his brain.
Less now because of you. I don't understand. Okay. All right. Whatever. Kat, would you like to go next? Would you like to go last?
I'll go next. I would like to start with my B movie score, if that's okay. Because I think you're gonna be less mad at it. But I don't think you're gonna be as mad at the Carousel B movie score. I think I might literally get murdered for a Portnoy that I wrote down in my notes. I'm trying to figure out if I can lower it before I am killed, but I feel strongly about it. My B movie score, I'm giving it a 9.5 on the grounds that I did see a little bit too much horse sex. Didn't love that.
Like, remember when you had the old calculators that slid out of the thing? And they would fuck up sometimes and you'd have to fucking reset it. My brain might need that right. Like, I can't compute whatever you guys are talking about here.
Yeah, you're about to. I'm afraid to talk about my actual like score for this.
All right. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Carousel, my official Portnoy for the movie, not a B movie. I gave it an even 6.
Huh.
I'll not be taking comments.
I honestly, I thought my 5.2 was going to be the highest.
Yeah, I was kind of, it's one of the reasons I was hoping you would go first, because it's like, if there's any chance Rob's given this higher than a 6, I'm going to be off the hook. But I didn't expect it, I just hoped.
I didn't think we'd be able to smell the deodorant of a 5.2 giving these scores. at least on the serious end. Wow. All right.
Here's the thing, is that usually the thing that keeps me from giving B movies higher than like a 5 is that I don't feel like they're horror enough. I was really impressed with the kills in this, and it made me lower my inhibitions with the Portnoy. Like,
all right.
And Duke was scary, man. The way he was able to blend into that living room, like he just looked like he was a lamp and you just thought that was a lamp.
Also, I think it helps that we, because like with Thanksgiving, he also was a master of disguise. Oh,
God, that was so good.
Did a lot of subterfuge in Thanksgiving, which I think was very good. But like, you know, we get to know who Duke is as a character. Like, he seems like a reasonable dude who just goes off the deep end, you know? And I get that.
Yeah,
it opened up questions about myself.
What would you do if you had a booger rubbed in your eye, Mikey? You'd probably try and kill the fat kid who did it.
Yeah, I'd look into the camera and say, I'm going to kill that little fat fuck. And that's what I would do, apparently. That's how it was written in the movie.
Realistic dialogue.
Carousel. What year did this movie come out? I didn't look up anything for this.
2016.
All right. Before I say what I'm about to say, I would like to note, I understand B people worked hard on this film. They did more than I ever could have done. And putting something together on any level creatively, especially something of a feature film, I don't know if it, you know, technically meets the length, but whatever it is, that's very impressive. That being said, this movie was a piece of shit. I didn't like it. It had moments where I laughed a couple times, but it was just like it's not a movie for me. It's a dumb movie. To me, the kills were awful. You kind of pigeonholed yourself into that when you're making a movie about a carousel horse. I gave Sharks of the Corn a 0.2. And that, to date, was the second worst movie I've ever seen. Also, I gave a, what did I give a 0.5 to? I gave a 0.5 to Feast, too. That movie sucked.
If you rank this lower than Feast 2, you and I are going to fight.
Well,
Mikey,
put your gloves on because this movie's getting a 0.4.
Lower than Feast 2? Are you kidding me?
Yes. And I gave Trailer Park Shark also a 0.5. And I scaled that in between Sharks of the Corn and something else. And if anyone listening remembers, I said it got a 0.5 because I gave Sharks of the Corn a 0.2, and I knew something was going to come for that wiggle room in between a 0.5 and a 0.2. This didn't quite get the 0.3, but this one's getting the spot for the 0.4. It was that bad to me. As a B movie, I'll give it a 1.4. It goes up a full point because I laughed a couple times and that cowboy dude just thought he was playing the role of his life. And you know what? He did. So here we are.
Cowboy Cool was awesome.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. Even as a B movie, I mean, I feel like that's a terrible score for it, Mikey. Come on.
Okay, I knew that you weren't going to be on board because you hate fun and you're trying to prove a point to us that you hate fun. But worse than Feast 2?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Feast 2 is a legitimately bad movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like uncomfortable to watch. There weren't a lot of redeeming qualities. I would argue that the kills here were way better than the kills in Feast 2.
And Feast 2 had some money behind it.
I don't care. That the second Canadian that died was possibly, arguably, some of the worst effects I've ever seen. Whatever happened with their neck, no.
We didn't even talk about the character who was giving out beads at the party. I mean, yeah. That guy was funny.
The amount of beads that were around his neck changed from camera cut to camera cut, and it was so annoying. They couldn't even level the beads right, man. That's laziness. No. 0.4, 1.4. That's what it is. Not Slasher Radio approved.
Oh, that's why he did it. He didn't want it to be Slasher Radio approved, even as a B movie.
No, I would have had to give this a 4. Or a 4 or a mid to high 3. A mid 3 would have gotten this Slasher Radio approved. You knew it wasn't getting that.
You could have gone that high. Kat and I both gave it over a 9.
You guys are out of your mind. You need examined for that one.
You hate fun. You need therapy.
No, I don't hate fun. I hate dumb.
And normally I'd say we can fix this by showing you a fun movie, but you don't seem to like those.
I'm a Leprechaun fan, man. If it's done right, I'll like it.
Those aren't as fun as this.
They're better.
They're not as fun.
All of them.
Not all of them. You're right. Not all of them. But the majority of them.
Like the first one.
The first one, the third one, the fourth one, and the last one before Origins. Back to the Hood.
Mm.
That's it. I said it, goddammit. How the hell? You guys both gave this movie 9s and I'm looked at as the crazy one?
Yes!
Yeah, because this is a B movie score, and this was an awesome B movie. We didn't give it 9s on like the regular movie scale. That would be crazy, because it's not. It's not at that level.
But as a B movie, this is damn near perfect.
Even a 5 and a 6.
I just listen. It brought me so much joy, and I think the special effects were so endearing in this. They won me over.
Not me. I'm still here.
I just keep thinking about stuff and laughing because it's so funny. Like the couple that's like, hanging out, and then he's like, is that a carousel horse?
And then she immediately is like, you got me a carousel horse?
One of the things that made me laugh was when the girl was going on about letting a pizza guy fuck her in the butt or something. And they were playing Never Have I Ever, and then the girl put one down, and the dude sitting next to her put one down.
I will say this. I used to deliver pizzas in college, and I never once did I have that conversation with anyone I delivered a pizza to.
Don't ever. Try to get
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You didn't put it in their butt?
Nope. Not one time.
Pick it up again and move around here. All right. Are we done? We're done? I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I feel like I'm done with you.
Yeah, I feel the same about you guys. We're back, I guess, right?
Everything's back. Yeah, welcome back, everyone.
Next week, we have a guest on the show, Kara Elise Gardner, the director, writer of Living with Chucky. She sat with a little bit, and we were able to chop it up with her. And we will also be talking Chucky and Living with Chucky a little bit, and just everything Chucky, man. I mean, you know, and that's kind of nice too, that we got off this tournament, we got this shit out of our system with the Patreon pick, and we get to talk about Chucky, man. Like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, awesome pick, Allie.
This, you know, gloss over Chucky to praise Allie for the fucking carousel.
It's Duke.
What does it all mean, man? You know, like, what are we even doing here? What does it all mean?
I'm excited to have, you know, we have this new horror icon that's entered into our lives, and I'm excited about it. And I think we should all thank Allie for that.
No, we should not.
Thank you, Allie.
No, we should not thank Allie for that.
We're sorry about Mikey.
Right. Right in the midst of Allie month, she gives us a gift. She gave us a gift for Allie month. That is the greatest.
Yep, the gift that keeps on giving it. That's Allie. Never know what you're going to get next. All right, anyway, check out the show on Twitter @SlasherRadio. Anything that happens last minute or, you know, extra shit galore that goes on Twitter, you're missing out. Give us a follow there. Check out the show at patreon.com/SlasherRadio. Tiers starting as low as $3 a month. You get Easter egg content before and after and during bullshits of the show. Extra show every week. You get an extra episode of Who the Hell Knows What. Very horror / comedy driven. They're always a good time. And I think that's it. I'm at Mikey's Dead. Oh, also check out, again, Darth Gregor on TikTok.
Yeah,
Greg is Greg.
He is Greg.
Yeah, I'm at Mikey's Dead if you want to check me out. Rob, where are they finding you?
On Twitter @RadioRob123.
You can find me on Twitter @Cat_Velour, VOLEUR. You can check out my website, catvelour.com. My novella, Revenge Arc, is available for pre-order now, finally.
Right now. Where can I get that, Cat? On your website?
Yes, you can get that on my website. You can get it from Archive of the Odd, who's the publisher. I link to that on my website as well.
Yes.
It's pinned on my Twitter. Very easy to find.
No excuse not to find. Very. And that's it for this week, guys. We'll catch you next week with Chucky stuff. Good night from Slasher Radio.
Thanks, Allie.
Why? Don't thank Allie. What's wrong with you?
Thanks, Allie.
I hate it.
We need a thanks Allie button is what we need.
Yeah.
No. No.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I just think he's hot. all the best of Slasher Radio Podcast.